If you're just sitting down to a warm piece of perfectly brown toast, but lost for what to spread on it, then here's some food for thought. The inaugural Australian Festival of Marmalade is on this weekend in Adelaide, where aficionados of the fruit preserve have judged hundreds of entries and are now set to declare the nation's best. Caroline Winter reports.
Just what to spread is a very personal choice. Vegemite and butter, perhaps, or maybe jam's your thing. But ask the Queen of Marmalade and there's just one answer.
I think there is a curious magic to marmalade, and I suspect it's something to do with its sophistication. It's a complex thing. It's not straightforward like a jam, and it has all sorts of properties to it. You know, it can be bitter, it can be sweet, it can be lumpy, it can be jelly, it can be all sorts of things.
Jane Hazel-McCosh is from Dalmain Estate in England, the home of the world's original Marmalade Awards, and this week she's been in Adelaide to judge the best of the best down under.
There's a lot of very vibrant marmalade over here, which I would attribute to the freshness of the fruit, and which I think is very exciting. To be able to walk into your garden and just pick a lemon, you know, is extraordinary from our perspective. What is also interesting is the diverse ingredients. There is much more choice out here.
It's not everyone's cup of tea, pardon the pun. Is it an acquired taste, and is it something you perhaps grow to love?
Well, I think that may be true, and that's why, actually, it's very, very exciting when you see children making it and putting in entries.
The first ever Marmalade Festival, held outside of the UK, has attracted more than 250 entries from across Australia and New Zealand. Like all good competitions, the judging is fierce, with preserves scored on how they look, smell, their texture, and, of course, how they taste.
It's a very fascinating process, because some people are remarkably clever at it and very inventive. They put in things that you wouldn't think would work, and they do. They complement each other and are completely delicious.
Darren Peacock is CEO of the National Trust of South Australia and festival host. He says they're chuffed to stage the event and celebrate what is a very special cultural tradition for many.
Lots of people who have brought in their marmalades for the competition talk about, you know, the family tradition of making marmalades, grandpa's recipe for making marmalades. So it's a really interesting cultural tradition, which is obviously alive and well.
Judging is already complete, with the overall champion decided, and I have it on good authority, the flavour is authentically Australian. Darren Peacock again.
The UK competition happens in March, and so all of the gold medal winners in our competition get a free entry into the UK awards, so we're hoping that they can go and conquer the world stage with Australian marmalade.
That's Darren Peacock, CEO of the National Trust of South Australia, ending that report from Caroline Winter.